Bottle Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of Metzl Weekly. On the show with us this evening, Michael Okerfeldt from Opeth. How are you, my friend?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy to have you back on the show and happy to be talking Opeth and this new album, which is called, and I'm going to try my best, Incauda Venenum. Incauda Venenum. All right. It sounds more eloquent when you say it. So, Michael, heavy can mean so many different things when describing music. How has your definition of heavy changed as you've evolved as a musician?
I got this question a lot, I think based on something I'd said. But, I'm still a heavy metal guy. You know, I still love heavy metal. It just happens to be that my heavy metal is kind of, you know, it's wrapped in nostalgia in many ways. I listen to the older bands and the heavy bands up till the 90s and the death metal scene. And I love that type of heavy music. But as you could not probably know, like, we got a lot of once we put out the Heritage records, people started complaining that we're not heavy enough. And it all seemed to me like the only thing people think about is that heavy means, you know, distorted guitars, fast drumming and screaming vocals, you know. And to me, there's a bigger picture of heavy, you know. I'm not necessarily defending our alleged heaviness here, but there's more to heaviness for this band when it, other than the screaming vocals, that kind of stuff, you know. I still love that, but there's more to that word and to that kind of vibe and feeling to the music than just that, you know. For instance, I mean, I went and saw a Mozart thing. He did Requiem, parts of Requiem, in a church. That was so heavy to me, if you know what I mean. And anyone that would dispute that, I'm not sure if I could take that person seriously, if you know what I mean. Who would go like, oh, we'd have been so much heavier with heavy guitars. I'm like, yeah, why don't you just...
Incauda Venenum, the new album from Opeth, is out now. Here's a tune from it, Heart in Hand, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Michael Okerfeldt from Opeth on the show with us. Tonight we're talking about the new album from Opeth called Incauda Venenum. And there's two versions of the album featuring you singing in different languages. There's English and Swedish. What's different about vocal phrasing and technique when you sing in one language compared to another?
Well, it was English. I've done English up till this album. All the records are in English. I think we did one song in Swedish, which was a cover around the time we did the Watershed record. And that sounded kind of nice, you know, nothing special. But since I did these versions back to back, kind of, I didn't intend to do an English version. In the beginning, it was just meant to be a Swedish version. So I focused on doing the vocals for that, and that wasn't a big problem. It wasn't a big stretch for me or to anyone else when I played it to them, the demos. You know, to be honest, not a lot of people, you know, like, played a couple of songs and they go, hold on a minute, that's Swedish? We're singing in Swedish? Like, yeah, you only notice now. So that was kind of a relief to me that it would stick out as much, you know. But then I decided to do a English version. It wasn't a big difference. It was just the most difficult thing was maintaining the same vibe to the vocal melodies, you know, because some vowels, for instance, are more difficult to sing than others. And I had to kind of translate the lyrics into an English version, and I wanted to maintain the same vibe, basically. I want it to sound similar or the samey, with the exception of that there was different language. And that was at times difficult, but overall much easier than I thought, to be honest. So it was a big problem.
Michael Okerfeldt of Opeth with us on the show. Again, we're talking about the new record, Incauda Venenum. Coming up, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. Also music from Slayer, Exodus, and more with Michael. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Opeth singer Michael Okerfeldt on the show with us tonight, talking about the new Opeth album in Cauda Venenum. After touring the last album, you started writing for In Cauda Venenum right away. What aspects of the creative process reinforce your love of music?
My love of music has maintained strong. You know, that's my, you know, my, I have my, my two daughters and my girlfriend and my cat. I love dearly. They're top of the list. But after that, it's the music. You know, that's, it kind of defines me, who I am as a person. And without it, I wouldn't, you know, I might as well lay down and die, I think. And writing my own music, that's a completely different thing in a way than enjoying other people's music. But I want to kind of find myself in a position when I've written a new song, I want to sit back and listen to it as if I'm not in the band, really. And that's always been the case. I want to kind of distance myself from my own involvement. This time around, I was meant to go on a sabbatical of sorts, actually, after the Sorceress tour that we did. We came back home in late 2017, I think. And I got restless, I guess. You know, I need to feel that I'm not completely useless. I was just sat at home staring at the walls while my kids went to school and my girlfriend went to her job or to her school. And I felt useless. And I was like, I have to do something, you know. And went down to the studio and started writing. And because nobody knew I was down there, because they thought I was gone for a year or something, it was just joy. It was no date. Nobody knew. I was free, if you know what I mean. In the past, it's been a little bit like you go off tour, you have a couple of months, and then you're supposed to get ready and start working on a new record. And the irony is that I started sooner this time around, even though there was no pressure or anything at all. I just came back to that initial, like, this is what I love doing. It's almost like a leisure to me to sit in the studio and kind of noodle with a song. You know, that's, it's what I love doing. And that's the thing I love doing the most. And of course, there's a lot of pressure subconsciously, because I know that once I'm finished and once I let people know that there's music, new music, the cogs will start turning and the wheels will start turning. And I'm all of a sudden, people are planning a press trip, like the one I'm on now. People are starting to plan tours. Basically, people are starting to plan time away, me being away from my children, my girlfriend, which I don't like. But the writing process, wow, it was lovely. I couldn't stop writing. I loved it.
Michael Okerfeldt of Opeth with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. This hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Bad Wolves, Toxic Holocaust. Check out a Motorhead tune and more with Michael. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Opeth singer Michael Okerfeldt with us on the show tonight, talking about the new record, Cauda Venenum. You're very conscious about the sequencing of albums, especially, you know, with this new record. What changes when you're trying to create that kind of flow with a live set?
Well, I kind of approach a live set, or we collectively. I mean, I get the final say, not because I'm that guy. I'm just the singer, if you know what I mean. And sometimes it, you know, it puts a strain on you being up there front stage screaming your stuff, you know. So that's I have veto, you could say. I don't want to do that song. That's not going to work in the long run. You have to have that type of economical thinking when you're doing a tour, because you're going to be doing, you know, several nights in a row screaming, you know. So it has to work out for the whole tour. But basically, I view the sequencing of songs live similar to how I look at them when we're doing a record. I like it V-shaped to a certain extent. You start like high energy, kind of go down a little bit in the middle, and then go up again and leave on a really high note. And that usually kind of works. And we also try to cover as many albums as we can these days. And it's getting to be a problem now that we have 13 records packed with really, really long songs. We only have limited stage time for the most part, or pretty much always, we kind of want to play an hour 45 up to 2 hours or something like that. We don't want to bore people in there. So, but it's virtually the same kind of mindset when we look at live songs, as you know, as opposed to songs on a record.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Michael Åkerfeldt with us on the show tonight, talking about the new record from Opeth again. It's called Incauda Venenum. Pick it up. And we'll be seeing the band live again in 2020. So looking forward to having you guys playing here again in the States. And I really appreciate you checking in. And thanks so much for being on the show.
No worries. No worries. Thank you very much, Jackie. Always a pleasure.
Coming up next, music from Motorhead, Toxic Holocaust, and more.